Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And I'm Jeff Kaplan here on the Real Estate Show. Happy Saturday morning. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show, where we get to talk about anything and everything real estate related. This is such a great state. You know, not only are we being talked about here in the state of Utah, but also across the entire country. Our numbers are outpacing most of the country at this time, which is incredible, not only in the residential market, but also in the commercial market, which is absolutely incredible. I am so excited because today we have Rand Wilson with Custom Wood Beams on the show with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. Super exciting.
We are so happy to have you on the show. And we're going to talk a little bit about your business later in the show. But to start, we are going to talk about the dramatic impact of home ownership on net worth, right? It's the American dream to own a home. How old were you, Jeff, when you owned your first home?
I'm going to say 35, 33, like that.
Okay. And how many homes have you owned?
Oh, you're going to make me count? Let me think. One, two, three, four, six?
Six homes total.
Maybe seven.
All right. Yes.
I'd have to like take time out to think. So let's just go with that.
Okay. So you've owned quite a few. There are things about each and every home that you love and things that maybe you didn't love. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair. And there are widely different kinds of homes that I've had over the years.
That's awesome. And you know, you're from New Jersey. You're an out-of-stater that, you know, came to Utah because of a beautiful woman.
Absolutely.
Full disclosure.
My wife of 12 years. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So I'm a Utah homegrown girl. My first home I purchased in 1995, and it was in Orem, Utah. And we moved into the basement and rented the upstairs for our mortgage payment, which was pretty slick.
Smart.
We paid the utilities. And from there, we moved again to another home in Orem, and we lived in that home that did have an upstairs accessory apartment, but it sat on a large lot. So we subdivided the lot. We went to the city, talked to the zoning department, and it just happened. We thought originally we could get a duplex on the lot, but when we went through the city process, they said, well, you can get four townhomes on the back of this lot, which was absolutely incredible. So we did that. Then we purchased a triplex across the street. And I won't go into all the details, but we ended up owning 16 homes in the 28 years that we were married, which is great. But I will tell you, we earned more money in real estate and in our investments than I've ever earned in furniture and interior design. So there is a lot of upside in Utah to earn money in the real estate market. Equity provides, you know, forced savings. It's usually money that you don't have access to, but it sits there and appreciates over time. And you get to enjoy it in the meantime. And there's also tax savings that, you know, sometimes people don't think about when you own a home. So every 3 years, the Federal Reserve releases the Survey of Consumer Finances, which compares net worth for homeowners and renters. The latest report shows the average homeowner's net worth is almost 40 times greater than a renter's. I was blown away by these stats. I think that's incredible. Oftentimes we talk about, you know, interest rates and what's going on in the market, being in a real estate investor and then a homeowner, but I had no clue that it was 40 times greater.
Is that 40 times greater because of the value you have in your home over time? Is that what that is?
Yes, I think it's just the opportunity for the equity that you earn and the potential to use that in other areas to also create wealth for yourself.
But most people who buy a house, yes, they enjoy that magnificent appreciation. On paper, they're worth more. They don't necessarily parlay at buying a second property and buying a duplex and an apartment building in a strip mall. It's more that you have this property on which you live. It continues to appreciate. Isn't that nice? Does that get you to 40 times what a renter has?
Yes. So when you own a home, your monthly mortgage payment acts like a form of forced savings, which eventually pays you when you decide to sell. And then as a renter, you never see the financial return on the money, and you pay out, you know, rent every single month, which really just goes to your landlord to pay their mortgage payment. So the sooner you can get into the market, the better. We talk on this show about interest rates quite a bit. Right now, interest rates are higher than most of us are comfortable with. We're spoiled. We love the 2% and the 3% interest rates. And when they're hovering around 6 or 7 or 8%, depending on the loan that you're looking for, it, you know, gives us all a little bit of heartburn. However, because the interest rates are higher, sometimes when people need to sell their home, they have to price it less. Or less. And so we might even save $50,000 or $100,000 on the purchase of that home. So kind of weigh that out. And then, you know, when the interest rates drop, you can always refinance that loan. And then you have all the savings from, you know, the purchase price amount, plus you end up with a lower rate over time.
Yeah, I'm making two columns right here. On the one hand, you buy a house now, you're going to get stuck with a 6.6% mortgage. That's tough when we've been used to 3%, 2% even, and you can refinance. But if you go to buy when rates are lower, well, when everybody's buying, prices are going to go up on the real estate. Am I right?
Absolutely. So if you're ready to start building your net worth, the current real estate market offers several opportunities that you should consider. For example, you know, when mortgage rates are trending lower than they have been in months, then there's more inventory on the market. So there's supply and demand, which is what all of us are saying. So bottom line is, you know, if you're unsure about whether to rent or to buy a home, keep in mind that owning a home can increase your overall wealth in the long run, no matter your income. So I would definitely say always get in. You know, when's the best time to plant a tree? It's not in 5 years or 10 years. It's today. So get in the market if you can.
I will tell you that when I was young, now I'm an old guy. When I was young and just coming into the world, finishing college and renting, we're talking about like 1981. It was this moment in time when mortgages were at 17%. It was insane. And what everybody in my age cohort said at the time was, I'll never be able to buy a house. It's ridiculous, man. And we're all homeowners now. And the point being that, yes, interest rates are high compared to where they were 2 years ago. But the idea that this is going to continue doesn't necessarily make sense. First of all, because mortgage rates might come down. Second, this week, the state has been talking about what they're going to do in the legislative session to make things much better for starter home buyers. Do you realize this is what the governor has been saying, that we build mansions here in Utah, we build duplexes, we build condos, but we're not building starter homes. And what he's talking about is rezoning onto quarter acre lots where you have 1,300 square foot homes that could be built everywhere, that there are 190,000 lots that could be built on in Utah, but nobody wants to take on the responsibility. And we've talked with some people in the construction business who explain some of the reasons and the interest rate problems with all that. This state is trying to solve these problems, and maybe, just maybe, things are going to get better.
Well, we can all hope for that, definitely. I think the cost of land is one of the biggest challenges for people to be building starter homes. These contractors, they have to make money. So if they're paying a lot for the land, they have to build a larger home so that they can actually get the money back out of the land costs. So there definitely are challenges. I really appreciate that the governor is trying to create more affordable housing. I think it takes a village and a team to make this work for all of us. I'm currently in the furniture and interior design business. I get to work with contractors all across the state of Utah, and this is something that I've heard. Today we have Rand Wilson on the show with us. I actually met Rand this last week at an economic forecast seminar that we were both at, and I'm so excited to have him on to talk about his business. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. Thank you so much for joining us today, KSL friends. We get to talk about real estate on this show. It's a great, beautiful Saturday morning, and the real estate market is super strong here in Utah. Today, I am excited to introduce Rand Wilson. He is with Custom Wood Beams. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. So as part of the show, I get to interview some of the best subcontractors and contractors in the state of Utah. Today, we are so happy to have you on because I feel like, you know, the differences in the details in residential and commercial design, and you specialize specifically in wood beams and finish work, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I love it.
How did you get into the business?
So back off an LDS mission, I was going to college, needed a job. My older brother had a contact. He was he worked for a contractor, knew a finish carpenter that needed help. So that is where I started, kind of a part-time job, and then worked for him for about a year and a half, and later started my own thing. And I've been doing it for about 25 years now.
Only 25 years.
Eventually got into kind of the higher residential market, and also did a handful of LDS temples. So yeah, that's finished carpentry. A few years back, we did a lot of work on Evermore Park. I don't know if you're familiar with that. If you haven't been there, it's in Pleasant Grove. You ought to go check it out just for the architecture. It's like this little village. The owner, Ken, wanted a lot of the woodwork to appear hundreds of years old. And so we started, we experimented with everything to kind of age the wood. And then we used some of those techniques in building beams out of our shop afterwards. So that's kind of how we started Custom Wood Beams. Out of our shop, you know, we do all kinds of finished carpentry, but we had so much call for beams that we decided, hey, why not just create another company that just does beams? So we sell locally, we sell nationwide, we obviously ship, and I absolutely love seeing the before and after effect. Love architecture, love design, and just love to see what you can do with a space to change it, you know, to make it what you want and how you feel, how you want it to feel.
Absolutely. So I am very familiar with the Evermore Park, actually more recently than ever, but it is a beautiful village with a very unique style to it. And if you, I didn't know that you did a lot of that work, but if you did that, that's absolutely incredible. I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that. I think there are several things that in Utah make us different from other states. Number one is the size of our homes. We have very, very large homes, and oftentimes they have very tall ceilings. So your beam work is so important to add some detail to those ceilings. You've spent so much money on those vaults, all the trusses and everything that is associated with that, the windows, and to accentuate that ceiling and really add the warmth to the space is what you guys are so do so well.
Yeah, absolutely. I walk into a lot of houses, you look up, and oftentimes you see just white painted sheetrock with some lights, maybe a fan, but it's like a canvas where you've only used the bottom half, right? And the top half is kind of blank. You can use the ceiling to really tie in other elements in the house. We only use real wood in our beams. And so, yeah, just the natural beauty of the grain, like you mentioned, you can pull in a lot of warmth. You can do a lot of different colors. You can even kind of highlight the structure of, you know, the house by putting beams up on the ceiling.
And I think the difference is a lot of times in the details of each of the finish work in each of the homes, right? It kind of separates the boys from the men, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a way to make your space unique, right? And give it design and character.
I agree 100%. So the places I would recommend your product, these gorgeous beams are in the great room. It's an area that you want to splurge and spend money on because it's where you spend a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's a great space. Oftentimes, if you have tall ceilings in a kitchen, that's a great space to add some beams. Oftentimes, the master bedroom on the main level will have a vault or tall ceilings. So you can add beams in that area. And also basement great rooms. Yesterday, I was in a Park City home and recommended that they use you and your products in their home. But their basement has 11-foot ceilings.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
great.
It's gorgeous. And they need beams in the ceiling because they spent so much money on the foundation and the excavation to have those ceilings. And to just have white sheetrock is such a shame.
Right, yeah.
Now, these are not load-bearing beams.
No.
These are for aesthetic.
Exactly. They're hollow. They're lightweight. Like I said, we do only use real wood. Yeah, they're for looks.
Now I'm going to question every time I look up in somebody's home whether those are load-bearing thick pieces of wood or if it's not.
Yeah, and sometimes you can't tell, Jeff. That's the coolest thing.
So I saw some of your work, and absolutely you can't tell.
Today, we are so lucky to have Rand Wilson on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And we continue on this Saturday morning. Yes, the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. We are so lucky to have Rand Wilson on the show with us today. We're talking about beams. Rand Wilson owns the Custom Wood Beams Company, and these are not structural beams. These are decorative faux beams. You've done a lot of work at the Evermore Park, if you're familiar with that, but you do a lot of work in residential and commercial buildings as well. If you do have high ceilings, you are the perfect client that needs custom beams in their home. There are lots of different styles of beams. As an interior designer, I get to recommend different, you know, paint colors and exteriors and interiors. And I think a lot of times people forget about their ceilings. So, Rand, let's again introduce yourself so the people that are just joining us know who you are, how this started, and what makes you different than other companies.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Rand Wilson, owner of Custom Wood Beams. Started as a finished carpenter decades ago, about 25 years, and then kind of gravitated to the high-end residential, commercial, and then started building beams because there was such a big call for it. What separates what we do in beams? Oftentimes, contractors will have their finished carpenters build the beams on site. So there's a couple differences. I as a finished carpenter, built beams. So number one, we miter, glue, and clamp up all the the corners so that there's no visible seam. That's one. Another one is that we do both textures and finishes that you just can't achieve on the job site, especially installed. Part of our process is burning the wood, wire brushing, so it really brings out, you know, the character of the grains. So as far as textures that we offer, We offer a real wood veneer smooth beam, and that's more of a contemporary beam. We use vertical grains, so there's no knots. It's very clean. Then we also offer what we call a weather aged, and that is our burned wire brushed. We use northwest spruce to do those, so they can come in 16 footers. We'll build any width, any height of beam, and then really any length, anything over 16 feet, you'll have to have some kind of joint in. The third style we build or texture is hand hewn. And this is actually my favorite.
This is my favorite as well.
We actually use the same tools they would have used, you know, pre-mill time. So you're basically taking a tree that's round and you're squaring it up. And you're doing that by using various types of axes. Well, we've had to learn how to use those same axes. Not that we do the same thing they did back then, but we actually use the axes to, in this style, it's really the shape of the tools in the wood that gives it the character that you want. And then we have our own process of layering color and different effects, such as sun bleached, making it look older, that kind of thing. So basically, we want it to look like a reclaimed piece of wood, right, that they used in building 400 years ago.
That's amazing. Okay, so maintenance on these, you know, get these up on your ceiling. Sometimes a cedar will twist or crack. Or I remember a home that I had, we had maple sap that actually was on our beam.
Right, bled out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we warranty our beams for life. We only use the very best materials, and we've found the best source for that. All of the wood we use is kiln dried, so it's not going to cup, twist, you know, like you're talking about. So yeah, you've got to use the right materials for them to last over time.
And not for nothing, Rand. Wood is kind of expensive these days.
Yeah, it is really expensive.
And so worth it, though, Jeff.
And
so worth it.
When you're talking about the highest quality wood, I can't imagine. It's part of the job, and it's part of what you do, and this amazing woodworking that you've learned over the years. But it has to be jarring that it's become so expensive, say, what, over the past 3 years or so? 2 years?
Yeah. I mean, since COVID, seems like it started going up. And just even a single board has more than doubled, you know, within the last 2-3 years for us.
Yeah. And I think there's places in your home that you want to splurge and other places that you want to save. And I will tell you right here that a great room is a fantastic place to splurge. You will spend, you know, 80% of your time in your kitchen and that great room or the family room right off of your kitchen area space anytime you have family and friends over.
Right. So in my house, we've been in there for 23 years, by the way. So what you were saying about real estate earlier, this is our one and only house we've ever purchased. And yes, the value has gone way up over years. And it is forced savings, right? So that made sense to me. In our house, we have beams, you know, in a vaulted dining room. We have it in the great room. But I think my very favorite is actually our master. It's not vaulted. It's probably 9-foot ceilings, but we have just 2 beams and then tongue and groove running perpendicular. The reason I like that is laying in bed at night, just, you know, looking up at the character of the wood. It's kind of like laying outside on the grass and looking up at the clouds. You pick out these different shapes that can be different things. I don't know. It kind of inspires the imagination for me.
And I think your beams and your wood products provide a coziness that you can't get in other ways in a home.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love that it's a natural product. I often look at the wood and wonder, okay, what caused, you know, the grain to take this shape? Like, what must have happened? Anyway, it's interesting that, you know, it's a creation. It's not man-made. And somewhere along the line, there was this design for this. And I love that we get to see that.
It really is an art. And then you can customize the stain, like you were talking about. You can customize the color if someone wanted painted beams. That's an option as well.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, we did a house. It was probably 25 feet to the peak of a vaulted ceiling in the great room / kitchen. And they were considering just painted posts. So what we showed them is by burning wire brushing, you know, our technique, it brings out the grains. And then we put a solid color on it. They wanted it really light, almost white. But then we sanded through. So they still had a very light, you know, post beam corbel thing going on. But you could still see the grain of the wood, which looked really great.
I am obsessed. I think that's amazing. And I am so glad that I know you now and that I can refer clients to you and that you could be on this KSL radio show with us today. Do you do exterior beams as well?
You know, we do as long as they're covered. Mm-hmm. Because we warranty our product for life, my concern, and when we do exterior, we only use cedar. But my concern is even if it's exposed to the weather, sunlight, all that, is that, you know, 5 years down the road, we glue and clamp everything, but I still don't know what is going to happen with that.
Sure.
So we only do beams exterior if they're covered.
That totally makes sense. And, you know, with the extreme cold and the extreme hot that we have here in Utah, it's a little risky for those exterior beams, but it looks so good.
Yes.
So how do people find you, Rand?
You can find us on our website at customwoodbeams.com, or we're also on Instagram at customwoodbeams.
Excellent. Okay, before we close this segment, I do need to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of our KSL Real Estate Show, and they might help you finance some of these really cool beams. They offer HELOC loans, home equity loans, of course, your construction loans. I've personally received construction loans for the homes that we've built over the years. They offer youth savings programs and anything and everything else. So definitely check out Central Bank. They are local, they are secure, and they are trusted. They have been in business for over 130 years, and they really focus on giving loans to all of the people in our community, to their neighbors, and developing this area, which, you know, great job, Central Bank. So happy to be associated with them. They are also a partner with me in the Utah Valley Parade of Homes in that sponsorship. And so I get to work with them quite often. And I feel like every time I walk into that bank, you know, they always know your name. And it's not just me, it's everyone. And they really strive to do that, which is absolutely incredible. Most of my success is because of Central Bank, even in my own Osmond Designs furniture business. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
And the Real Estate Show continues. I'm Jeff Kaplan with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And I am so lucky to be in the furniture and interior design business. I get to meet some of the best in Utah in the construction industry, the contractors, the subcontractors, and everyone in between. It really takes a team and a village to create beautiful things. And today we have Rand Wilson. He is the owner of Custom Wood Beams. Welcome back.
Thank you, Heather.
So good to have you. We've been talking about what is your business, how it came to be, and what makes you different. But I wanted to go through a little bit about what the process is if someone were to call you.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, if someone finds us online at customwoodbeams.com and contacts us from there, what we'll then do is reach out, and oftentimes people will just snap a picture of, you know, the spot in their house where they're considering beams and send it to us, and any ideas they have of how they want it to look. From there, we can just give a quick estimate over the phone. And if that fits within, you know, what they're looking for, then we make an appointment. I come out to the house, help them refine kind of their design, what they want, give them options, give them the actual price right there, which is not going to be very different from, you know, the price we've already given. And maybe the biggest, most important thing in us coming out to the house is they get to see the textures and, more importantly, the colors in their own space and in the light of their house, right? Against their wood floor, against their furniture, against their paint, so that they can make sure that the beams are going to look good in their space. So we have 8 standard colors, and then beyond that, we can mix a custom color to, you know, closer match what they're looking for. Most installations take less than 2 days. And so, you know, I've had our installers in my own house, and they're great guys, but I understand it feels kind of uncomfortable having someone in my house. So I get that. We make it a really quick in and out process, you know, like it's not a big remodel type thing. We install, everything's pre-finished. So once we leave your home, it's all finished. It's painless.
So you can be living in your home and you install these beams?
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, most of our business is in existing housing where people are living.
So if you're remodeling, this is the company you need. If you have new construction and you haven't moved in yet, you also do that.
Absolutely. Yep. Love new construction.
How do people find you?
Find us at customwoodbeams.com and Instagram at customwoodbeams.
Excellent. Today we've had Rand Wilson, who is the owner of Custom Wood Beams, on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. And it is always so fascinating to meet people like you that are in this industry that have the experience that you have. Not only have you done a lot of work on the Evermore project, which I'm very familiar with, but also temples, LDS temples. So, you know, your quality, your workmanship has to be the best of the best to be able to do that work. That's absolutely incredible. And I'm so, so excited. I haven't worked with you before, but I'm so excited to be able to refer you to people. You know, Mountain Modern in Park City and Heber is so strong and is really growing across the Wasatch Front. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Grant.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We've had Rand Wilson with Custom Wood Beams on the show with us today. And truly, the difference is in the details. And if you have a beautiful home that has vaulted ceilings or tall ceilings, definitely reach out to him and his company to get these bids and estimates to really accentuate that. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We offer services to help you make the design of your home as easy as possible and really make it a home that you love to be. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week.